Om Shanti, good morning. So, Sister Manju, Om Shanti as well. So, welcome to Double Foreigners Group number 4. This is the foundation day for this group. And we have a very foundational, great topic, which is very close to our heart, called Power of Silence. And I'm sure you people are all looking forward how to go inside and remain silent. So we have Sister Manju with us, who's going to do a little bit of experimentation of yoga also with us and some drishti exercises. So Sister Manju came in Gyan in the very tender age of 9 in 1974. And soon after she completed her education, she dedicated herself to the service of humanity. And she basically served many centers in South India. She is responsible for opening a lot of centers in South India as well. And she has participated in many national and international conferences as well, workshops and seminars, and she has done more than 2,500 TV shows, ETV. And she is an excellent translator from what I've experienced with her, listening to her translation, and she's currently doing a big administration of cancer over after DDS left as well. So personally, my experiences with her, she's a very balanced personality. Why I say balanced personality, she doesn't only look after her soul, but also after her body very well, because I met her a few years ago in Naturopathy Center, where a lot of our dedicated brothers and sisters go. And she was very welcoming and very friendly personality, very easy to approach. And she has an office just beside this particular place. Anybody can walk to her office and chat with her and share with her. She's also, she's a healer as well. When you talk to her, she has very good vibrations. She's a counselor as well. So she has a very varied background. So let's take full advantage of how to go into silence with Sister Manju, Power of Silence. Om Shanti Manjuvan.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. Just before we begin the session, would you like to just do a little exercise? Yeah? Put your things, don't hold anything in your hand, maybe your pen or book or your purse. Put them all on your couch. And I request you to Thank you. You can put your back. Don't hold anything in your hands. As light as possible, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. Take a deep breath. Focus all your thoughts in the center of your forehead. Feel pure and peaceful energy in the center of the forehead. That's me. That's my real face. Feel the energy. I am pure and peaceful. From the forehead, the peace and the energy of purity is flowing into every part of my body. I am the master. Now very gently, move and see everybody around you as a peaceful and a pure energy. Just move, walk very quietly. See yourself as a pure, peaceful energy. And see the person as a peaceful, pure energy and nothing else. You can walk, you're allowed to walk. Move. Look at the center of the forehead of the person and give that pure energy and receive the pure energy. The meaning of Om Shanti is to give and receive the energy of peace and purity. This is such a beautiful family. Family created by God. Each soul in its original form is absolutely pure and peaceful. Thank you, Baba. Thank you for giving this wonderful spiritual family, selfless family. Family of pure souls. Stay wherever you are. Just freeze. And take your mind beyond this world. Beyond any human being, human things. Into a different dimension of absolute peace. Point of light, twinkling. Incorporeal being. In incorporeal world. Me in my original state of being. Hold on to that feeling. can return back to your seats very gently and quietly. If you wish, you can move to the front seats, please. They're all empty for you. Thank you. You can take front seats if you wish. That'll be appreciated. Since we are very few of us, rather than a formal class, I thought we can have a little conversation. Will that be okay? Yeah. Formal class is very boring. Yeah. Sorry. Don't record this, brother. Since we are a little group and we can just talk to each other, we can share, and we can exchange our views and experiences. And in the first place, are you all okay?
Yes.
Yeah? You're all brothers okay? Is it too cold for you? Very cold? Anybody need any warm clothes? Yeah, if you all need anything, please let's know. You're at home, feel home, and your body and mind both should be taken care. Madhuban is not just coming here, listening, knowledge, knowledge, knowledge all the time. Home is a place where the soul is happy, body is happy, yeah? And everything is happy, happy. Stomach is happy. Also. Yeah? You're all happy?
Yes.
Happy to be here?
Yes.
Right. How many of you first timers, please? Very good. Welcome home. A special welcome to those who have come first time and those who have been all the time, you know, even before, most welcome to you all. You've come here in a very wonderful time where it's a transit from 2023 to 2024. From December to January. January always reminds every Brahman of Brahma Baba. Sorry. And most of us prepare ourselves for January month so that we have that experience of being Avya. Because Brahma Baba became Avyakt in the month of January. So January month is a month where we experience that vibrations, that the strength from Baba very naturally. We don't have to make much of efforts, we don't have to work hard to have that beautiful experience, because it's a month of blessing. January month is a month of blessings. January month is a month where we experience whatever we want to experience effortlessly. any experience as possible in two conditions. Any spiritual experience is possible on two conditions. Number one, I can experience internally, because experience is not visible. This is internal. The mind, the soul is going through a beautiful moments with self, with God. And in order to have that experience, in the first place, two things very, very important. Number one, I need to keep my mind quiet. If my mind is not quiet, then any amount of experience, oh, God is giving me strength, Baba is giving me love, Baba is... The mind is not in a position to receive. If I have to receive what Baba is giving, what Baba is telling me, to understand Baba, the prerequisite state, rather condition, is to keep your mind quiet. I need to keep my mind quiet. We are all so much used with preoccupied thoughts. We sit in meditation, we come with so many thoughts. We come with so many feelings. Feelings may be negative, may be waste, may be necessary, may be important, may be emergency, may be good, may be bad. But if I have to have that spiritual experience, I need to put away all of them aside. If I'm carrying those feelings, those thoughts in my mind, and sit with them, then I can't have that experience what God wants to give me. If my hands are full, and if you're giving me something, I have no space in my hands to hold what you're giving. You see? Say you're giving a beautiful gift, but I already have something waste, say maybe some I'm holding on to a plastic bottles in my hand. But as long as I'm holding to the plastic bottles, the best gift you're giving me, I have no space to, I'm appreciating, oh my God, you're giving me such a beautiful gift, but I can't take it because I have no space in my hands. So now, what should I do to accept your gift? I love it. So what should I do to get your gift? First thing, they are just bottles, plastic. You're giving more worthy things. So in order to take yours and enjoy that, I need to put away. And that is called as, the second thing is called as detachment. Detachment doesn't mean to leave everything. Detachment means for that moment, stay away mentally, don't have to think. Meditation means connecting. Right? Detachment means disconnecting. That's it. Disconnection does not mean to go away from that place. Disconnection means, again, it's mind. I disconnect my thinking from this, from this, from this, from this. But I stay there. I don't have to run away from you. I live with you. I live at home with my family, with my friends, with all that's happening around me. But my mind is, I can disconnect, the ability to disconnect my mind whenever I want and to connect my mind whenever I want. That's a very... And that's a quality of a master. A master can disconnect, master can connect. Master can stay connected with the Almighty, yet be very loving in our communication, in our dealings, in our interactions. So I am connected with you, but I'm not attached. Make sense? I'm connected, I'm talking to you, I love you, I'm expressing my love, I'm doing all my duties. I'm fulfilling all my responsibilities, I'm connected, but I'm not attached. I'm connected with the sense of detachment. Because my attachment is there. So these two things are prerequisite things for any spiritual experience. Say soul consciousness, say to experience anything, even if mind want to be peaceful, I need to, you know, detach myself from peacelessness. Okay, now, there are two words in English. In fact, three words in English. Three words in English. Number one, quiet. Second, peace. Three, silence. Is there any difference between these three words? Is there any difference between these three words? Yes, no?
Yes.
And may I know what it is? Okay. Sorry, yeah. Okay. And what is peace? Okay. Okay. And brothers think there is any difference between peace and silence? Right. Peace is not physical. Okay, peace is non-physical. Is that what you say? And silence is physical. Okay. That's true. That's, oh, you have a kid, no? That's your kid, so I understand that. All right. Peace is the original sanskar of the soul. And what is silence? Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Silence without disturbing the air particles.
Air particles?
Air particles should not be disturbed, that is it, in drop silence.
Okay, you mean that's external. Air is here, no?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is peace?
Peace is invisible, that can be present in itself.
Okay. And what is quietness? What's quiet? Not talking. Very quiet. Like now it is. Okay. 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 Very good. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Right.
Peace as well is, you know, my mind is pure,
Right, right. Okay, okay, okay. All of them are related to sound. All right. Yes, please. Right. Okay. Okay. You're talking in terms of grammar, English, language. All right. Anybody else? That's it? Okay. We all have heard, seen in the picture, when we walked in to Baba's home, we were given first, second, third, you know, the course, the foundation course. And we were shown the picture of three worlds, yeah? Yes? Three worlds, yeah. And the third world, one is the physical world, the corporeal world, the subtle world, and the incorporeal world, okay? Now, when we see the incorporeal world, is there body in incorporeal world? Sure. Subtle world, is there body? Yes. Light body. So this is physical world. So we have this body. Yeah. Subtle region, we have body, no physical body, but light body, subtle body. So go beyond to the third floor. Okay? In the third floor, in the incorporeal world, called a soul world, Paramdham, is there body? No body. So what is there? Just the soul. So when there is just the soul, is there any thought? Is there any memories? Yeah? So what is the state there? Peace or silence?
Silence.
The state of mind, that is, the state of mind there is absolute silent. There is no thought, no feeling. That's my true state of being. I be there. That's a state. If I am in that state, I experience peace. When from the third floor we come to the second floor, subtle region, there is no talking there. However, the soul experiences peace. Because then we talk to Baba, you know, it's very joyful, it's peaceful. Subtle region is not silent, it is peaceful. Mind experiences peace if it is silent. Let me put it the other way. You have variety of food, your tasty food, of your choice, of your taste. Yeah, beautiful variety of food. You're very hungry. Yeah. You have no plates, no bowl, no spoon, no fork. How will you eat? You're very hungry and you have food there. How will you eat? How? Hand means Will you take, you put your hand in the bowl and eat? You have no plates. You have no spoon. You have a pot. Food is cooked. It is in the pot. How will you eat? You have no plates. You have no spoon. Possible? Number one. Second. You've been walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. You've been walking for an hour and a half. Or let us say you have traveled from America, wherever you are. You travel for 20 hours. You've been sitting in the airplane. Then from Ahmedabad, you're sitting in the car, drove 5 hours. You arrived Gansarovar. And again, you're asked to sit in the accommodation. You sat there for another 20 minutes. They ask you to fill the form and blah, blah, blah. Again, you're sitting. Now, what is your feeling? What do you want to do now? Get up and walk? You walked in the corridor, in the airport. You did walk, but you're sitting all the time. So what is that? What do you want to do now? So when you went, they gave allotted a room. There are no beds. All beds, no beds. Again, a chair is kept. Is that okay for you? You can still sit. But there's no bed. So what's your feeling now? Now, you went and again complained, and there is no bed in this room. And then finally, they took you to another room where a beautiful bed is laid. So as soon as you see the bed, what do you do? What do you do? And as you lie down on the bed, how do you feel? How do you feel? Now, the sense of relaxation is feeling. The relaxation is a feeling. The bed is a foundation. You had a chair, but then the chair did not give you the feeling of relaxing. But then the experience of relaxation was when you saw a bed and you lie down on the bed. So the experience of peace is when there is a foundation called as silent. Silent is a plate. And peace is the food that you can, from the pot, you can put the food in your plate and then you can eat. So there should be some base to experience something. The pot is the ocean of knowledge, ocean of love, God. Ocean of love, ocean of strength, ocean of whatever, every power, every virtue. But then I need that base, I need something that I can experience. And what is that? I'm a soul, I'm your child, I'm peaceful, I'm your soul. I'm your child, your ocean of peace, I'm all peaceful. So you keep repeating this all the time, you will never experience peace. You're just repeating. Because we have a habit on the path of devotion to repeat, to chant. And that's what exactly we're doing here. And the peace is experience in the human life, human body. We need peace when the situations are peaceless, when things are disturbing. It is not the silence we need, it is the peace we need in this world. We don't need silence, we can't have silence here. Many a times we think silence is absence of sound, but actually it's absence of unnecessary noises here. The place may be very, very quiet. Quietness is absence of sound. It's very, very physical, rather. Quiet, quiet. So in the same way, even if we sit in a place where there's absolute no noise, no disturbance, but yet my mind can be peaceless. Yes or no? Yes or no? So why am I experiencing peaceless, disturbance, upset, even in a quiet place? Because the peace is not outside. When my mind is absolutely still, silence, even though things around me are upsetting, disturbing, upheaval, commotion, whatever, I, the soul, can still feel the peace because my mind is quiet. Because every soul has a power of choice. You can make a choice whether to think or not to think. That's my choice. And if I apply the choice, yeah, in this world, but then in the third floor, in soul world, Paramdham, in corporeal world, there is no choice. Yes? There is no choice because you have no body. In Hindi, we use sankalp vikalp. Have you heard these two words? Sankalp means thought. Vikalp. There are two meanings of vikalp. Two meanings of vikalp. One, vikalp means vicious thoughts. Vikari sankalp means vikalp. And another meaning of vikalp is choice. Yeah? So in the soul world, there is no choice. Is there a choice there? Now, what are the thoughts? It's very, very, very easy. What are the thoughts that makes me peaceless? What makes us peaceless? Most of the time, 99%, what makes the mind peaceless?
Situations,
worries,
people,
fear,
past,
not confusion. Worry again, anxiety,
questions,
uncertainty. Now, all of these are connected with three things. Whatever you all mentioned are always connected with three things. Number one, the worry, the confusion, the fear and anxiety. It's connected with body. Yes or no? Yes or no? Situations. People's behavior. So body and body. Second thing is bodily relations. You create a situation for me, I create a situation for you. I don't like the way you say, you don't like the way I behave. So you create a situation for, and I create a situation for you. So this is a situation. So body, bodily relation. The third is bodily things. That's in the bodily world. May not be a situation, may not be a fear, may not be worry. It could be desire also. Yes? I like the coat you're wearing. I love the purse you have. something attracted me. Now I'm sitting in meditation. I really liked it. So I'm sitting in meditation. I say, I'm a soul. I'm not this body. I'm a soul. I'm a point of light. I'm a peaceful soul. Oh my God, that bag. I don't know where she bought it. That's fantastic. I wish Baba gives me that bag. Okay. That's okay. No, if it's there in the drama, I will get. Otherwise, no problem. I'm a soul. I'm a peaceful being. But I should catch up with her. Ask her where she got it. No problem. After meditation. I am a soul. I'm a peaceful soul. My home, Shri Baba is my father. I'm going beyond this world, beyond the sun and moon and galaxies. I don't know how long she will stay here. I shouldn't miss her, huh? I should go and catch with her. Now, one thought. I've been all the time for half an hour telling myself I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a peaceful soul. This just I'm thinking I'm peaceful soul, but I'm not feeling peaceful. Yes or no? So whole life you sit and think I'm a peaceful, I can never be peaceful. Peace is not thinking, peace is being. Just by repeating within, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I will not become peaceful. It's a reciting sort of. So meditation experience is not to repeat a thought again and again. It's a state where I be that. Then I don't have to say that. Now, when I was a child, like say when I was 8 months and then 1 year and 2 years up until then, I go around and repeating my name. And even my parents ask me, tell your name. What's your name, baby? Tell your name. I keep, because I don't know, I was given this name, so I did not identify myself with that name consciously. And so they give me a badge, I have to wear a badge. And then every time they ask me, what's your name, baby? Then I should remember my name is this, because at home I have 5 people and each of them call me with different names. Somebody call with something, somebody call with their pet name and their lovingly somebody. So now as a child I'm confused, what's my real name? So I was registered in the school and my parent gave the name in the school, this is her name. Now teacher started calling me. First time when teacher called, I wouldn't react also. I think most of you would have had that experience as a child. When I first time got my passport, you know, applications and all that, and they said you have to write your surname, because I came in Gyan when I was very early, and then I never used my surname. And for a visa application, I don't know where they call me by name, surname. I was just sitting because I don't know who that is. Nobody called me so far by that name, by my surname. So she was calling again and again and again. It just clicked me. Oh my God, this is my surname. So I just got up and she was about to call another person. Then it just clicked me. I don't know, somehow it just clicked me. Maybe it's, she's calling me. I went up, she said, I'm Chari. So you were right here and you didn't react. Because I didn't identify with that name. So whatever I consciously identify, I don't have to repeat. Now peace, I need to identify with my being. That's what I am. I don't have to say that. That's me. Now because I've identified myself with the name, even I'm sleeping, deep sleep, somebody call my name, I just wake up. Yes or no? We all wake up. Yeah? Even somebody has the same name and they call, I turn and look, oh, maybe they are calling me. So, identifying. It belongs to me. It's my, it's me. It's not mine. It's me. Difference? Is there a difference? Me and mine. Peace is not mine. It's me. Am I clear? Love is not mine. It's me. So when I am that, the name Manju is not mine. It's me. So that's what we have identified the physical body name to such an extent. Although it's not me, I think it's me. I am Manju. I am not Manju. I'm a soul, but this body, it's my name. But peace is not my original quality. I am peace. Am I clear? So I need to identify that. Make it belong to me. I own it. It's owning is also something different. You know, that this is, I own this. But it is me. I am that. I be that. I just need to remind myself what actually I am. That's what the basic technique of meditation. And Sir Baba says, meditation means to remember. What you remember? You remember that you've forgotten. I forgot that I am peace. I forgot I am love. I forgot I am pure. I am that. Now I remind myself. I am a soul. I am peace. But reminding doesn't mean I have to repeat it. Reminding means to feel it. Meditation is not talking, not repeating, not chanting, not listening. It is just being. And that being is called as experience. Why are we here? It's not to listen, but to feel it. Your thoughts changes, it goes away. I think this, it goes away. Behave, how people behave, that person also leave, go away. Situation come, situation goes. Days goes, things goes. But the feeling I create towards people, towards a situation, towards a thing, remains with me all the time. I live with my feeling day in and day out. I live with my feelings whole day, whole night. I sleep with my feelings. I wake up with my feelings. So meditation means to have the feelings all the time good. That's the basic intention. Why do we have to do meditation? Why do we have to meditate? To feel good all the time, no matter what's happening around. And the knowledge Baba gives help us to maintain that. Say, for example, drama. No, the knowledge of drama helps me to detach myself from the situations. I will remain unaffected, uninfluenced by the situation, by the people, because that's her role, that's how she does it. Now a situation, this happened 5,000 years ago, it's happening now, that's fine. All the other parts of the knowledge what Baba has given, it helps me to detach myself and to secure that my state of mind, that silence, the quietness here, that silence, quietness in the sense. No noise here. There is a lot of noise happening. You know, you experience the noise here. Like you're sitting on the couch comfortably. Are you comfortable? Yeah? Now, because I sit comfortably, I make myself comfortable without any pain or without any disturbances, I'll be able to focus. Yes or no? So you need a base to experience something. If I ask you all, just listen to the class 1.5 hours, but stand, all the time stand. Can you? No matter how good things you have been, but you can't receive it. To receive something, to feel something, I need to make myself comfortable. You're watching a television. What is the first prerequisite thing we do? We sit, see a good place to sit, and see that the television is not that this close. Yeah, can even very good thing happening there, but can you just sit just very close to the television? No. You have to adjust the comfortable distance. It's very, very necessary. Keep the television in such a distance that everything is clear, everything is visible. Not too close, not too far. Yes? Yes? And have a bowl of popcorn, maybe. And see that we turn off the, make a soothing lights. That's how, if you have a home theater, or if you have to watch in your sitting room or in your, we create that atmosphere and then we enjoy. Yes? So to enjoy, these are all the prerequisite things. Sometimes we pull the curtains also so that. So these are all the setting, yeah? Now what is, only then I enjoy. So to enjoy, to experience that joy, to experience that entertainment, I create that atmosphere. I sit down. So I, the soul, need to sit here on the seat, on the throne, on this immortal throne. Sit comfortably. Be there. I be there. With that awareness, not just awareness, that consciously, that consciousness that I am there, I'm here, I'm a soul, I'm a being of peace, and that's my real. I am that. Then I start enjoying. Automatically my mind goes to Baba. Many times Baba's children also confused. Should I go to Paramdham? Should I go to subtle region? Should I talk to Baba? Should I talk to Brahma Baba? Should I talk to Shiv Baba? Go here, go there, remain here. Will Baba come here? Will I go there? Meanwhile, meditation time over. You take your bag, go home. Amrit Vela sit. Where to go? You don't have to think where to go. It automatically goes. Now we'll have exercise, a small exercise. Put your books, pen. You can sit down. Just sit down. Sit comfortably. Take a deep breath. Now this is not meditation. It's just a little exercise. Yeah? Now, I want you all to think about someone who you love very much. Anybody. It could be your friend, it could be your parents, it could be your children, anybody. Just remember anybody who you love very much. Whether person is here, person is no more, what is the best you liked about the person, the way the person walked, the way the person walks, talks, the best moment you had with that person, the funniest time you had that person. Yeah? Come back. Come back. Did you all do? Were you able to do it? Did you remember a person who you love? Yeah? What did you do? Did you close your eyes, chant his mantra, chant his name, sit in a posture? Did you do that? Yes? No. And I didn't even ask you to open your eyes or close your eyes. I was talking, you heard my voice, ears, you heard my voice, these eyes was looking at this body, but your mind, your intellect was looking at the person you want to remember. Yes or no? So in order to stay, feel, you need to hold the image. Hold a vision in your mind. As long as you can hold that image in your intellect, you stay with that image. You stay with that vision, your experience deepens. Now, I was not visible, although those eyes were looking at me, but your intellect was looking at something, number one. Second, now remember that person again. Remember that person again. Okay? You did? So did that person come here? You went there. Your mind went there, or that person came here? He was here, or you were there? I did not ask you to take your mind there. Did I ask you to do that? Mind automatically went. Yes? This is so normal. It's natural for human being. And so Baba says, yoga means it's a pilgrimage of remembrance because mind travels. It's automatic. It's natural. You don't have to worry, where should I go? Take my mind. You did not ask me, where should I take my mind to remember that person? Did you ask me? So it automatically went. So why in meditation you ask, where should I take my mind? There is only one place. You see? And Shiv Baba is a point of light. In order to experience that, and we, soul, I am a soul, I am also point of light. But I am a soul, I am in this physical body. I've been taking this physical body for 84 times, 83 times. Now let's take the mind totally beyond. And for all these 2 minutes, let's hold the image of incorporeal world and just I be myself in my true state of being. Absolute sweet silence, dead silence.
Vinash khada aage hai ant mein ab hum sab ka shiv pita ne पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की रणफेरी अब फिर बजती है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें गाना है।
It is said there is no picture without a background. Yeah? To create a a picture of peace, the background is silence. So silence is a state of mind wherein I, the soul, experience peace while I am in this world interacting with the body, with bodily relationships and bodily world. Because it is these three things that causes peacelessness or disturbance in the mind: body, bodily relationships and bodily world. And I guess there is no Murli where Baba doesn't mention this. Children, forget your body, your bodily relations and bodily world. Consider yourself a soul and remember me, your father. This is the accurate method of meditation. And so simple. Attachment means to remember. Detachment means to forget. Simple. Forget means to disconnect. And so Baba says, forget. Baba doesn't say, you run away from the world, run away from your family. No. Leave the body. Baba didn't say that. Forget the body. Forget the world. Because forgetting is as good as leaving. You see, I have a lot of money in my pocket. I'm very hungry. I've been having this money all the time, every time I put the money and I walk. It's been like a normal thing for me. But I'm very hungry. But I don't remember that I have money. So, what will I do? You see, if I remember I have money, I use it. I have, but I don't remember. It means it's as good as I don't have. Many times we carry the purse, we don't know what is there in the purse. We put very important thing and we keep looking at for that hole, you know, in the cupboard, in here and there. Sometimes we search the whole house. But that's right in your pocket. That's right in your purse. So although I have something, I don't remember, it means it's as good as I don't have it. Because if I remember, then I would use it. Even though I have, I don't remember. So what use is that to me? And so meditation means to remember, 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 remember what I have. Remember who I am. Remember who I belong to. Remember. And to remember, it's a constant practice. Practice, practice, practice to remember, practice to remember. Because we have forgotten this for such a long time. Now Baba says, remember, remember. Meditation means remember. Simple. If I remember this, then I forget that. Because mind can hold only one thought at a time. I remember myself as a soul. As long as I hold on to this vision, feeling, memory that I am a soul, to that length of time, I forget I am a body. Simple. I remember Shiv Baba, my father, my mother. I forget this world, I forget this bodily relationship. Simple. If I remember this, then I forget Baba. If I remember the problem, I forget the solution. I remember the solution, I forget the problem. Because any problem comes with a solution. Any lock comes with a key. Yeah? I forget the key. I misplace the key. That's the problem. It is not that the lock has no key. Every lock comes with a key. But my fault is I misplace the key. I forget the key. I forget to bring the key. And that's the problem. Lock is not the problem. So whatever so-called the feeling we have is, this is because of this I'm peaceless, because of that I'm peaceless, because of this I'm disturbed, because of that I'm upset. No human soul, no situation can make me feel upset as long as I want to. It's just the question of forgetting, remembering, forgetting, remembering. Okay? Disturbed peacelessness is Baba or Maya? Peacelessness, upset is Maya or Baba? Maya or Baba? Sure? Okay. Sure, peacelessness is Maya? Yes? Now, because of her, I'm experiencing peaceless. So peaceless is Maya or she is Maya? Who is my problem? So it's Maya, my fighting, my war is with Maya or with her? So why am I hating her? Why should I hate him? Why should I hate her? Because I have no personal... It's Maya. Either Baba or Maya. Baba says Baba is a purifier. Baba makes me pure. Maya makes me impure. Baba takes me to golden age. Maya takes me to... Yeah? Baba gives me happiness. Maya gives me... Maya gives me... Sorrow. So if I'm sorrow, if I'm sad, who am I with? That's it. So the Baba says the whole drama is about God and Ram and Ravan. Ram and Ravan. So either I'm with Ravan or with Ram. Ram is Shiv Baba. Ravan is Maya, Ravan. So who am I with? So why should I hate people? Why should I hate situation? So it's a Maya. I have to fight with it. And where is Maya? So it's basically it's a war with? So then why should I hate you? Why should I think that you are the cause, you are disturbing me? Why is anybody disturbing? That person is reminding me that I have this. That's it. Every person is showing me a mirror. Every person is a mirror. Mirror? So when I stand in front of a mirror, what do I see? So why should I blame a mirror? This mirror is bad. This mirror always shows me black marks. Very bad mirror. Mirror is mirror. But it's the black mark is on my face. So why should I blame the mirror? I should clean my face, no? And many times we take a cloth, we take a detergent and start cleaning the mirror. Because that is where I see this black spot, no? So clean the mirror. Clean the mirror, clean the mirror, clean. If I clean the mirror, black spot is gone. Because that is where I can see the black spot. So this person is black spot, that person is black spot, situation is black spot, but all of them are different mirrors to show that the black mark is on my cheek. So instead of cleaning the mirror, where should I clean? My cheek. Here is the black mark, so I should clean here, not there. So drama helps us to stay free from blaming. Drama helps us to become free from many things. That's another beautiful session, what to learn to understand the depth of drama and karma. Om Shanti. Time. Anybody? You have 5 minutes if anybody wants to ask a question. Anybody want to ask anything? You're welcome to. Sorry? Okay. Yeah, in a way, that's true. That's so true.
So, I was just asking, when we are telling Maya, that's also a blame, right?
That's true. Anybody want to share or ask any comment or any question?
Maya, blame someone, right? But when we are not considering it Maya, we are putting the responsibility on the other person, outer world, in for the reason, whatever sorrow and all. When we call it Maya, we take it onto ourselves and work upon ourselves, as you said, you know, cleaning the marks on our own faces and characters. So that is the difference.
Yeah.
We are taking the responsibility of our own
Absolutely.
Sorrow instead of giving it to others.
That's true. Anybody want to share anything? That's it? Okay, Om Shanti. Thank you very much. Nice meeting you all. And see you all again.
Thank you, Sister Manju. It was breaking us this such a complex topic of power of silence. You really gave us such a great clarity. Really, the whole genesis you explained, it really cleared my mind as well, and also the practical experience you shared, how to transport your mind from this world. And you really truly, like it's called Easy Raj Yoga, you made it Easy Raj Yoga. Thank you, Sister Manju. Om Shanti.